Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, and you. Oh, the doggy joins us here on the show. The great Christopher Mad Dog Russo, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio, ESPN, on Twitter, at Mad Dog Unleashed. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
Nicholas and company, how you guys doing today? Great to be on, Nick. How are you, pal?
Mad Dog, we are doing awesome. Happy Major League Baseball playoffs to you and yours. How are you enjoying the start of the playoffs thus far?
Well, I think you had two good games. I mean, you had Scooble strike out 14, and he pitched into the eighth inning, which you like to see, not a bunch of elite pitchers. And, you know, the Guardians had a guy on third base with nobody out in the ninth, down 2-1, didn't score. That's a good little rivalry now, Detroit and Cleveland. You know, two sort of mid-markets. Same division. They play. This is their third straight Tuesday that they played, by the way. They played last year in the playoffs, too. Good game. And a game the Tigers had to win with their best pitcher pitching. And then you had the Padres and the Cubs. All postseason games at Wrigley Field have great atmosphere, great weather, day game. San Diego's got a couple of big stars in it. I was surprised that Counsell took out Boyd in the fifth inning. He did. It worked out. He went to his bullpen and got a bunch of outs, 13 or 12 outs, whatever it was. And they hit a couple of solo homers. Good game there with the Padres and the Cubs. I love the best of three. I think it's, you know, there's drama early. And it's funny, if you win that first game, you know, I think it's 10 of 12. If you win that first game, you usually win the series. You know, Padres 1 year played three games against the Mets. 1 year last year, Bucks, Brewers, and Mets played three games. But for the most part, you win that first game, you're going to win in two games. So we see how Cleveland at home, how San Diego responds. Then you got the Yankees and the Red Sox here in a few minutes. So, you know, it's a good week for baseball, and it's a good, you know, ESPN's involved, which gives them extra juice with the ratings. There's a little, they get a little more juice when it's on ESPN because they follow it a little carefully. They won't after this week. So it's a good week in the Yankees, Red Sox, then Hunter Green against LA at 9 o'clock. So there you go.
I want to get your thought on Yankees Red Sox in a minute. First pitch in that game coming up a couple of minutes in the Bronx. But, you know, Rob Manfred has taken so much criticism, some from you, Dog, some from others, myself, since he took over as the commissioner of Major League Baseball. It does feel like he nailed it with the expanded postseason and the wild card series. Do you agree with that? Because for me, like, this is the most exciting Major League Baseball postseason has ever been in this run with the wild card and moving forward.
Plus, Rob's got to get credit for the pitch clock. Games are quicker. You have to give him credit for that. And you also have to give him credit since he's been involved in the labor negotiations with Major League Baseball and the union. There's never been a loss of one game. And that union's hard to negotiate with. And not one game has he lost in his tenure as a commissioner and as the lead negotiator for C-League, you know, for about 17, 18 years. So he's got to get credit for that. I understand that Robin was a lawyer. You know, sometimes he maybe not as glib as you'd like. So as a result, you know, it seems like he's swimming uphill. And I don't like all the different outlets, you know, whether it's Netflix, Apple TV, you know, ESPN, TBS. I hate the fact you got to need a search warrant to find where the games are. It drives me crazy. But I think overall, Rob's had a successful, you know, he's trying to get ownership going for the A's. He's moving to Vegas. We shall see. You know, franchises have not moved in baseball. Football franchises move all the time. The Chargers moved. The Cardinals have moved. You know, the NFL teams bounce around like you wouldn't believe. The NBA does too. Vancouver to Memphis and Clippers to L.A. and everything. The Nets have moved a million times. The baseball teams don't move. I mean, you think about it. You know, you got to go back a long way where you've seen, you know, 68, the Kansas City moved to Oakland, and now they're going to move here to Vegas. But for the most part, the team stays where they are in baseball. And, you know, you got to give them, it's not Rob, but you got to give the sport credit for that. But the wild card's good, Louis. Now, listen, Nick, we haven't had a lot of game threes. So, you know, if they have a little drama on Thursday where they have four game threes, you know, Yankees, Red Sox, Cleveland wins tomorrow, game three, Padres make it interesting. Somehow the Reds put the Dodgers on the brink. You'd have a big baseball day tomorrow, and you have a little momentum going into Saturday, because over the weekend they get hurt because they're up against college football first and they're up against the NFL second. And remember, they're up against those two programs on FS1 and TBS. So the casual fan is not going to go find them up against college football on Saturday afternoon when they got four games on. This week, you're going to find them. You're going to find this Yankee-Red Sox game. You'll probably find the Thursday game if there's a game three up against Amazon with San Francisco and the Rams. So they need a good week to build a little momentum. They have not gotten that in the past on the wild card. Let's see if they get it here. The road team won today, so that's a good sign. I don't know about the Padres tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see. The Yankee-Red Sox series should go three games, though. You would think three games.
And I want to get your thought on first pitch in that game coming up in a minute. I agree with you on the streaming stuff. I'm 42. I feel like I'm a boomer. What we need is like a channel guide with all the streaming services on it, so we can switch the damn channels like it's cable instead of having to like, on the smart TV. I find it very aggravating also. Yankees, Red Sox in a couple minutes from the Bronx. Max Fried, Garrett Crochet, great pitching matchup. Yanks a -140 favorite. Bo Sox +120. Total in the game, 6.5. Christopher, how do you see tonight's game playing out? And who do you think wins this series with the Yankees?
Well,
and the Red
I mean,
Sox?
I think the Yankees at the end of the day will figure it out. They're due to beat the Red Sox in a series. They have lost to Cora twice. They lost a wild card game to them, and they lost a best of five in the ALDS when the Red Sox won a championship. The Red Sox obviously have to win with Crochet. You'd be a little worried because Giolito's not going to pitch game three now. He's out with an elbow issue. So if they get to a game three, they're going to pitch a kid who's got four starts in Major League Baseball. Now, Schlitker is not Whitey Ford, the Yankee game three starter. So it's not like he's won 250 games. But still, I mean, that would concern you if you're a Red Sox fan. But the Red Sox, you know, listen, they're playing with house money in this series. You know, they are... they're a young team. A little surprising that they made the postseason. The future is bright for the Red Sox. It's at Yankee Stadium. I think the pressure is on the Yankees. Judge is not hitting the postseason historically. He's hitting .206 in 58 postseason games with a million strikeouts. He needs to have a good postseason where he has two or three good series in a row, which he has not done. And Boone has won one World Series game as a Yankee manager since 2018. And let's face it, last year he beat the Royals and the Guardians to get to win a pennant. That's not, you know, murderous row by any stretch of the imagination. So I think it's a more important series for the Yankees. I think this is the last series the Yankees wanted to see because I think Cora gets into the Yankees' heads a little bit. So I think the pressure is on the Yankees. I think Crochet obviously is the best pitcher. This game's about to start. So if he has pitched well against the Yankees in his three starts this year, but I think you got to take guys. I think you probably got to take the Yankees in a third game based on Yankee Stadium. Schlitker is a better pitcher than who the Red Sox face. I would think if it goes the distance, and I think it might, I think you got to take the Yankees in three games.
I'm a Yankee fan, dog. You know that. And I want to throw up just just thinking about a game three against the Red Sox. Oh, you'll be nervous. Tables have turned.
Oh,
my God. We used to kill them all. Now they kill us all the time. It sucks. Anyway, you better you bet on this Tuesday. The Mad Dog Christopher Russo is our guest on Twitter at Mad Dog Unleashed. Doggy, Dodgers and the Reds tonight. Blake Snell, Hunter Green. You want to make a case that the Reds can extend this series here? You think the Dodgers make a quick business of Cincinnati? Give us your breakdown for Dodgers-Reds.
Well, I I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to bet the Reds. If you want me to make a case, they have three good pitchers. You know, Hunter Green's a very good pitcher. They're going to pitch Abbott, a lefty. He's a good pitcher. Maybe Nick Lodello will come back and pitch. They haven't announced that yet. Right now, they don't have him in the Lido pitching tomorrow, a righty, gives up a ton of home runs. That would worry me. But the Reds are playing with house money. It's a free year for them. Their championship was beating the Brewers 2 out of 3 to make the postseason, which is what they did, of course, over the weekend with help from the Marlins. Francona, a very good manager. He's going to have his teams loosey-goosey. They don't hit a lot of home runs. They're going to have to single the Dodgers to death. But Snell does put a lot of guys on base. He can walk people. The Dodger bullpen is terrible. So you get into that bullpen in a close game. Listen, the Dodgers, you got to figure, the Reds are like plus 300 or whatever it might be. You would know better than me on that. You got to think that the Dodgers-Phillies would be a great series. I mean, and you can make an argument the winner of that best of five would win the championship, Dodgers and Phillies, which would be on Saturday. Game one in Philadelphia, and Ohtani would pitch if the Dodgers sweep the Reds. But if you want to make a case for the Reds, house money, nothing to lose, good pitching, Francona. That would be the case I make for Cincinnati if I had to.
Plus 250, Doggy, the Reds to win this series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Doggy, who's going to win the World Series and why?
I mean, I'm going to still say the Dodgers. I think they have the best players. I mean, Yamamoto's good. Ohtani is going to be a factor. He's good. He can pitch. Snell's pitched in World Series before. They got Glasnow sitting there. You know, Freeman, Betts, and Ohtani are three great offensive players. Teoscar Hernandez is a good player. Edmund's a dangerous player. Maybe Muncy adds something. I'm not even sure where he is as far as his health is concerned. But I will say the Dodgers, the Phillies, I said when he was hurt that they would really miss Wheeler, and I think they might now. And I don't trust the Philly offense. The Philly offense can be very streaky. We've seen it last year against the Mets. We saw it 2 years ago against Arizona, where they lost the last two games at home and they couldn't hit. We saw it against the Astros in the World Series, and they got no hit in one of those games against Houston when they were up 2-1. So I don't completely trust the Phillies. Plus, they got a lot of pressure on them, too. They got to win a championship here. They got Schwarber as a free agent. You know, it's about time for the Phillies. You know, they've been dancing down this aisle a long time without winning the whole thing. So little pressure on them. But I would make the Dodgers their favorite in the NL. And I think the American League is wide open, Nikki. Maybe Seattle's due. They're going to have an easy second round, you would think, against the Tiger and Guardian winner, which is going to help them. They're good at home. They got good pitching. Lolly, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They hit over 200 home runs. So I'll go a Mariner-Dodger World Series, something different. West Coast. That's where I go.
Got a couple of minutes to go. I want to hit you with a couple more things here. You mentioned the Mets. You had a pretty memorable rant earlier this baseball season. The Mets did not give your son Colin, who does sports radio in Florida, like a guest for his show. Did you take any glee in how the Mets season ended? And curious your thoughts on Gary Cohen and company in the Mets booth, which is a great booth on SNY, like killing the Marlins for celebrating when the Mets season ended in a pretty historic collapse, even by Mets standards. Your thoughts on the end of the year for the Mets.
Darling is the one who killed them, not Gary. Because Gary did a very good job on Sunday late, because he said it like it was. Terrible season, horrendous collapse, expanded playoffs. He got knocked out by the Reds. And he implied about the payroll. How do you not sit there and make the postseason when you have a $350 million payroll? That was Ronnie who said that, more about the Marlins. Here's what I give the credit for the Marlins. They told everybody that they wanted to beat the Mets. They hate the Mets. That's a big rivalry for Miami. The fan base is all New York, so when they have home games against the Mets, half the fans are Mets fans. That riles them up, too. But the Marlins beat the Mets 5 out of 7 in the last two times they played this year. They said before this series began last week that their World Series was beating the Mets, knocking them out of the playoffs. That's exactly what they did. I had no problem with the Marlins celebrating. No problem whatsoever. And I don't think Gary did either. It was more Ronnie who didn't like it. You know, what are you celebrating when you won 80 games? That was more Ronnie than Gary. I didn't like Gary's call of the Alonso home run. That was way over the top when he hit homer 253. And then Alonso essentially, you know, thanked the Mets by telling everybody before the body's even cold that he was going to opt out in the dugout there. Here it is. The Mets went out of their way. They kissed his fanny when he hit that dopey home run. And then Alonso couldn't wait to tell you that he was going to opt out in the dugout in the clubhouse after they lost and got knocked out. That would not make me happy if I was Steve Cohen. But as far as the Met, the Colin Russo thing has nothing to do with it. You know, I'm never going to root for the Mets. You know, they play in the same league as the Giants. They broke my heart in 2000 when they beat him in that postseason when I thought the Giants were the best team. And Franco struck out Barry Bonds in game two, and the Giants got one hit by Bobby Jones in game four. Agbayani hit a home, Benny Agbayani hit the homer there in game three, which killed me. So I'm never, ever going to sit there and root for the Mets. And, you know, that was a horrendous loss. I mean, they can sit there and sugarcoat it all they want, and they didn't. Their fans, some fans did, but not, you know, Stearns didn't, Mendoza didn't. That's a catastrophe. When you have when you got a $350 million payroll and you're in first place in June by 5.5 games and you can't beat the Reds out to make the postseason, the $80 million Reds who won 83 games, that's bad. So it wasn't Colin who did it. It was the fact the Mets had the big payroll loss, which gave me happiness as far as 2025 is concerned.
I know this won't make you happy, but in 2000, don't worry. The Yankees took care of business and took out the Mets in the World Series. I know you love the Yankees also.
I don't root for the Yankees.
I know you don't. Freed got out of the top of the first, going to the bottom of the first in the Bronx. Doggy, enjoy the game. We appreciate the time. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
We love you guys. Thanks for having me on there, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo joining us here on You Better You Bet during a baseball playoff game. He is absolutely the best. On the other side, we'll get bets for Week 5 in the National Football League. From a dog to the whale. Drew Dinsick joins us on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
A sincere thanks to the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo for joining us on the show, breaking down the Major League Baseball playoffs. Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer, by virtue of booking Mad Dog Russo, has ascended to the top spot in the You Better You Bet crew power rankings for this week. Now, we're early in the week. It's Tuesday, but Bill currently in that number one spot right now. We need a ludicrous drop. Coming for that number one spot. Can we get that? Bill is currently in the in the number one spot, even though he did produce for Mad Dog for years, and that's a really easy book. Like, he still made it happen. So Jake, yep, and Tyler and Addy and Mike Brown, you guys got some work to do to catch up to Bill if you want that coveted number one spot. And actually, at some point, that, you know what? We'll actually, I have an idea. We're going to talk about it next segment. How to reward the number one crew member every week on You Better, You Bet. But joining us right now to talk week five in the NFL, I'm going to use the line for the third time today during the show because I like it. From a dog to a whale. Drew Dinsick joins us, NBC Sports betting analyst, the Whale Capper, on Twitter at whale underscore capper. My friend, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you.
Of course. Enormous shoes to follow. Mad Dog, my goodness. Going to have to turn it up to 11, I think, to keep the people engaged. But we're talking
what,
NFL.
What drugs or alcohol baseball were you on when you joined us in Hawaii?
Oh, no, I was just on island time, man. It was just pure sweet. Island time. Yeah.
Is that island slang for like Adderall or no?
No. It was probably had a couple Mai Tais, but I don't remember.
Yeah. I was gonna say like you on a couple Mai Tais, you like out Mad Dog the Mad Dog on a couple of Mai Tais.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay.
All right. So you always fill the shoes, man. The stuff's always awesome. The first question to you is the same every week. What is your favorite bet for this coming week in the National Football League, side or total, and why?
Okay. Favorite bet of the week, side or total. I have a huge card, and I like everything this week, so it's going to be tough to narrow it down to my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to war with the stupid Raiders, who did not cover, though they got bet aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
Seven points against the Colts. Come on.
Yeah.
7 points? Yeah. Come on. The Colts right now are grading as a top eight team. I have upgraded them more than I have upgraded any other team in football. This Colts team is poised for, let's see, 10.5 wins I'm projecting for them right now. Clear shipping the AFC South as I project out the rest of the season. Top four offense, top 20 defense, and they're like a plus 2.3. You know what that's not good enough to be? 7-point favorites against the Las Vegas Raiders. This Raiders team is going to be without Colton Miller, which absolutely stinks, but they know that. I think they have a week to get Stone Forsyth prepared to block an okay pass rush that Indianapolis brings to the table. Right now, I have them a little bit below average in terms of being able to generate pressure with that pass rush. But I think with time to prepare and with Geno Smith wanting to operate more quickly, this is going to be perfectly fine. Kenny Moore is still out for the Colts in terms of coverage, and a lot of buttons to push now on offense. Now that you've got Ashton Jeanty going and you have emergence of weapons in the passing game, I think this is going to be opportunity for the Raiders to go score for score with the Colts. And I'm still not entirely sold that what we've seen so far out of this Colts squad reflects what they will be going forward. There will be probably some gravity that pulls them back to good, not great, in terms of some of the efficiency stats, particularly on offense, particularly Mr. Daniel Jones. He had quite a few turnover-worthy plays that were not converted to turnovers versus the Rams, and I'm hopeful that the Raiders can take advantage of some of that. Geno Smith in a dome. He has a higher ceiling than he does outdoors, obviously. And I think in general, the Raiders can put some pressure on this team. Indy probably still wins, but 7 points is 3.5 too many.
Femi and I both agree with you on liking the Raiders plus 7 in that game. You said you have a big card. What is another bet that you love for this week in the NFL?
Going back to war with the New York Jets also. I thought the Jets
Do you need three or are you okay with 2.5?
I took three. I'm okay with 2.5 though. I would be at 2.5. I'm still taking the Jets plus the points instead of the money line at plus 125. If you're trying to decide between 2.5 and plus 130, I lean plus 130, but 2.5 and plus 125, if it's only minus 105, I'm taking the plus 2.5 minus 105. I did bet, just for the record, +3, -115. And in general, counting on the Jets being able to push this Cowboys rushing defense around. The Cowboys now, two of their four games, they have played a full entire overtime period. And on in general, this is not a defense that can really stop or, you know, kind of prevent anything from, you know, any scores. And I really feel like what we saw with Dallas in the offense on Sunday Night Football was like, that was like the 99th percentile. If he has another game like that all season, I'll be blown away. He's dealing with a limited availability on the offensive line. You know, obviously I don't count CeeDee Lamb in for this game. Otherwise the three would make more sense. But I think the Jets are a perfectly fine offense. I think they're a problematic defense. And I think they can go score to score with the Cowboys, considering the Cowboys' limitations defensively here. So this one's a coin flip. I think it's going to be decided late. While that does point to the fact that the special teams for the Cowboys, and Brandon Aubrey in particular, are extremely good, I still think the Jets might be able to get their first win at home on Sunday. So Jets for me at +3 is probably my second favorite side.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. The Whale Capper, Drew Densick, is our guest. Drew, you said you love the card this week. You have a big card and you love all the bets. What is another bet that you like coming up for this week in the NFL?
Let's keep it stinky. I'm laying points with the Carolina Panthers, guys. This is a tough handicap. But my numbers for Miami are not really all that much better, despite the fact that they finally got a win, despite the fact that their offense had some cohesion. We've revived Darren Waller. However, I think the absence of Tyreek Hill matters a ton. This is the 24th best offense by my numbers, -4.5-ish type of power rating for Miami right now with how bad that defense is. And in general, and that's kind of, I think, the opening here for Carolina to get into this game. I think just in general, a more positive game state plan from ahead is possible, considering the lack of ability to stop the run and cover anyone for the Miami Dolphins. And then, you know, some reasonable signs of life in the secondary in terms of coverage for Carolina could make this a tough contest for Tua in the absence of his most important weapon. Add to the fact that Miami's on a short week and now they're on the road and they're not going to get the assistance of some just egregious, penalty calls in this one. And all of a sudden, I think you're looking at what should be about a dead even pick'em, game on a neutral, and Carolina clear favorites with home field advantage and with the rest advantage. So my fare in that one would be Carolina, just a hair under -3. So as long as we're kind of in this dead zone at around -1.5, I think that's still a fair play.
Well, you said you got a big car that you love. What's another bet that you like?
I think you can still get all of my totals, pretty close to all my totals, although there's been a lot of movement today, so I won't entirely speak out of turn until I check the board. But Thursday Night Football looks like a really, really nice spot for an under to me. There's obviously a ton of familiarity between these coaches, and a short week where you have questions about the offensive line health and continuity for the Rams, and then questions about the Niners quarterback and skill position health. This looks to me like a game where if the Brock Purdy is able to go, which, I mean, all signs in the market are saying no, but if he's able to go, his primary target in the passing game outside of Christian McCaffrey is probably going to be Jake Tongis. Good luck. I think this Rams defense is clearly top five. I think they're going to be able to generate significant pressure, particularly in the middle against a weakish Niners offensive line there. So Rams dictating this one with significant pressure and just in general, no difference makers for the Niners is kind of how I expect this one to go. Then you flip it around and you have Rams on a short week with some injured offensive linemen. Going up against Fred Warner, who for me is grading as one of the top three, if not the number one defensive player so far in football this season, I think it'll be a little bit tough for them to just completely rip this one open and push the scoring to the tune of threatening 47. So under 47 for me on Thursday Night Football in a game that I think lands around 43.
Well, let me ask you something here. Mm-hmm. You said you like the big card. You like mm-hmm. a lot of these bets. What's another bet that you like?
Flip side, total wise, Sunday Night Football over. It is not lost on me that we have had two scoregamis this year. They've both been on Sunday Night Football. One was 41-40. The other was 40-40. I think we can beat that, guys. We can get more than 80 points. We can get more than 81 points on Sunday Night Football with the Bills and the Patriots squaring off here. The Bills defense is not fixed. I know they've given Ed Oliver and Matt Milano time to get right, and they're going to have, you know, presumably full-ish strength in terms of just player availability here. But there are still issues with the Bills, you know, particularly their safety group, in my opinion. And I think Drake May is performing at a top six level right now, as far as all quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think he's going to be able to go score for score with Josh Allen and company. And on the flip side, the Patriots defense is not as good as what they did on Sunday, holding the Panthers down scoreboard wise. And I think the Bills are just going to have pretty much whatever they want in this contest offensively. So Bills, in my opinion, get clear the hurdle of 30 points pretty cleanly. And I think the Patriots break 24. So over 50 was a pretty fast and easy play for me on Sunday Night Football this week. And if that goes up, I would probably say as long as you're getting better than 51.5, I think that's still a fair play.
How are you betting, Drew? The Baltimore Ravens could be this week against the Houston Texans, like without Lamar Jackson, going to miss 2 to 3 weeks per reports. No Marlon Humphrey, no Roquan Smith. And moving forward here, the Rams next week probably going to lose, then the bye week. Still a playoff team, still going to win the division. Can they beat the Texans this week? Anthony Volpe, solo homer, Yankees up 1-0 on the Red Sox. What do you like here with the Ravens, if anything, moving forward?
I have some speculative money line on the Texans this week, and I think this particular market has now moved too much. I would make this basically a coin flip game, and I'm going to think long and hard about coming in on the Ravens with the plus money. A little superstar subtraction potential here with still a lot of really skilled players across that offense outside of the quarterback. So defense, different story. The Ravens defense is a humongous question mark right now. Matt Ebuka being done for the year is a massive concern in terms of their run stop. And Roquan Smith, missing this next handful of games is, I would not discount how important he is as far as particularly what the Ravens want to do defensively. This is going to get gross, I think, and they're going to have to find a ways to play keep away to stay in these games. In terms of long-term, I mean, again, like right now I power rate the ratings with Cooper Rush under center as a -3. So this is a flat out a bad team in the NFL, 23rd best. If you put in a full strength Lamar Jackson, the things get much, much cleaner. But I would say if you put in, you know, Lamar Jackson in a couple weeks, he's going to, you know, you're going to be kind of hovering around a neutral power rating, and maybe you can build back up into the +3, +4 by the time you get fully healthy later in the season. I don't think their schedule in the first half of the season affords them any room to fall way, way behind the rest of the AFC North. Right now, I'm projecting the Ravens to just win 7 games, which is so, so far, so much lower than I would have believed preseason. But here we are with the injuries they've taken. Pittsburgh right now, I have as your likely winner in the AFC North, projecting them for 9.6 wins. And then there is a big old gap where the Ravens are second at 7. The Browns and the Bengals are kind of clustered there around 5. So the Steelers realistically probably just need to get to 8-9, and they're winning this division and hosting a home playoff game, which is very, very sad state of affairs. And if there's a world where the Steelers don't kind of build on this early success and they kind of let the Ravens hang around, I think we revisit maybe like Veterans Day timeframe, mid-November, looking at what kind of prices exist for the Ravens. Because the prices right now still don't match how likely I think Steelers are to win this division.
Final question as I fight back a sneeze. We literally have like 20 seconds for the answer. I said yesterday on the show, for the first time this year, I think we can use teasers this week in the NFL. I think we know what a lot of these teams are at this point. Do you agree or disagree with that, that this is a decent teaser week in the NFL? 20 seconds for the answer.
Well, I think the proof was in the pudding on Monday Night Football. You had the Wong teaser special of the two games in one card that were both in the Wong teaser zone. And the Broncos leg was a no doubter. And the Jets leg, without the silliness of the refereeing, I think also was a no doubter, but gets there in the end. Surely the market has the bands on the market are tight enough now that, seeing some of these spreads in the 2.5 range, taking those teams out to 8, you can probably make some small exceptions where you have new information, like what is Cooper Rush's and the Baltimore Ravens Bills rating Jets. Actually going to be?
Bills, how does Bills yeah. Jets lose?
It doesn't.
let's all win some free money. Here's the stimulus check, everybody. It's Bills Jets, two team teaser this weekend. Drew, you're the best. On Twitter at @whale_capper, NBC Sports. We love you. Great information, great bets as always, we hope. And we will talk to you next week.
All right, best of luck, guys.
Drew Dinsick joining us on the show. Allow me to say as we go to break, let's go, Yankees. Rest of our bets for tonight on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Sports Tuesday, terrific Football Tuesday, terrific Playoff Baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight and some thoughts on tomorrow's wildcard games that start before we come on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern, or right when we come on the air at 3 o'clock Eastern time. Two tremendous guests joined us on the show today. You just heard from the whale capper, Drew Dinsick, whom we love. And we started the hour with the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Appreciate the dog coming on today. Oh, and Mark Schlereth joined us as well. That's my bad. Sorry, everybody. Mark Schlereth was great. He works for us. No disrespect.
Sorry,
Mark Schlereth, Mad Dog Russo. Oh, yeah, I apologize, Stink. Stink, Mad Dog, and Whale. It's a hell of a combination there. We want all our listeners and viewers to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. And with today's MLB postseason no sweat same game parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager loses. Step up and find your pitch. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Our executive producer, the great Bill Zimmerman, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, our video producer, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvat and our guest at this time, the great Brad Evans, on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. What a win.
Yeah, we will talk about your Cubbies game two tomorrow in a second. Femi and I both bet the Cubs. We absolutely loved it. Now, you're, what, like 52 or 53, right?
I'm actually 93. I look exceptionally young for my age.
But that's just, you kill my joke. You're like 45, right? You're a couple years older than me?
47, to be exact, my friend.
Oh, all right. So I gave you a compliment just now. Femi, pop on here also.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Curious if you guys what have up? Had this. So I think one of the most not actually, but something that's really frustrating that every human experiences, I think, is when you think you're going to sneeze and you're trying to like get the sneeze out and you lose the sneeze, right? So I would say for me, over the balance of my life, I'm batting probably 750 in getting the sneeze out. Way more than half the time I get the sneeze out. I don't lose the sneeze. Over the past like couple weeks, including at the end of the interview we just had on with Drew, I can't get the sneeze. I'm losing the sneeze. Am I dying? Like, what's happening here? Like, is this normal? Like, do you guys lose the sneeze more often? Do you get the sneeze more often? Brad, first word to you.
I have been remarkably consistent with my sneezes over the years. I know the phenomenon that you are talking about. I have endured and experienced that a few times in my life. Honestly,
a few times.
I thought you were going to go, hey, have you guys ever had a colonoscopy before? Those aren't very fun, getting a snake in your rear end. I thought exactly that was the road you're going to travel down. So I was a bit surprised with the sneezes bit. I have not gone full Sammy Sosa, though, and landed on the DL with a harsh sneeze.
I would say for me, it's not necessarily the sneeze. It's more so like the burp. Like sometimes, like, you know, you drink a carbonated drink, have a nice little beer or whatever. Sometimes you can't get the burp out. I've never had the trouble with the sneeze, but I'm assuming your sneeze knows that you need to wage your tane. That's why I was kind of staying inside. But I've never really had like issues with like getting out the sneeze. It's been kind of more so like the burp. It's like, I want to burp. My stomach is very bloated. I need to burp to give myself some relief. And like maybe within a half hour it comes, but yeah, pretty annoying.
Why did you think I was going to talk about colonoscopies?
I was trying to read the room, and I just thought for sure you were going down that route. I was fully prepared for it. I've never had one, believe it or not. I just poop in a box.
True or false? Brad Evans is the bald freak.
100% true.
I honestly... I think that it's like capital B, capital F at this point. Colonoscopy, a poop in a box. What was the line that you said about the colonoscopy? I thought you were going to ask about a blank in the blank. What was it?
A snake in the butt.
A snake? Brad, what's like your best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
Let's go the diamond, guys, on the late night tip. Miguel Andujar on one of your favorite categories in Major League Baseball. Give me the over on 1.5 HRR, also known as his plus runs plus RBI, also known as here. And I like him quite a bit. The plus 120 number. He's done this in three of his last four games during the postseason. Batting 333, the 1,061 OPS against Blake Snell in his lifetime. He is 4-for-13 with a double. And also a guy that really tees off against southpaw pitching. Batting 389 this season with a 986 OPS. Snell could be a rocky road, though he's been pitching better at times here late. 2.25 ERA in his last four to sub 2 ERA at Chavez Ravine, but I think Miguel Andujar, the former Athletic, gets the job done on the hair at plus 120.
I still don't really like you said. I was reading the room, and I thought you were going to ask about a colonoscopy. I'm not sure how like that's the conclusion that you.
Of all the things,
I don't know. Brad, have a great show tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow, buddy.
Blake Snell under 15.5 outs. Go Reds. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us on the show. Jake, pop on here. You see how Brad Evans arrived at the colonoscopy answer?
Kind of. It's a very weird and scary road, but since you started with the age thing, I can kind of see it. Very marginally, kind of.
The age thing was just like, it was just a joke.
I wouldn't have went there. But
I like how I've somehow worked my way into being like Vito Spadafore 7 minutes into the segment. Like, guys, it's just a joke. It was a joke. And he's talking about, all right.
Yep. Snakes.
So here's what I want to do for our crew. I need everyone to participate here. Then we'll get to the bets.
You want them to pop on?
I'm thinking about. So here's what I'm thinking for the crew. I'm thinking about, it has to be placed at BetMGM. You have to do this at BetMGM. I'm thinking about the crew member that earns the number one spot on the power rankings. I will Venmo out of my personal money $20 every Friday to the winner, and you have to place it on a bet at BetMGM. Whatever bet you want, and then we log it in the ledger. And so that's the payoff for being the number one crew member of the week.
Tyler says he's
in. How does everybody feel about that?
Mike Brown sounds like he's in. It says win Nick Costos' money.
Well, Mike, in order to win Nick Costos' money, Rob Pozzola needs to be on video this week.
Jake would like a belt. Okay, Bill says 100%. So there we go.
Okay. All right. So that's how this is going to go. Tyler's asking my kid, why would I kid about this? It's for show content.
Get the competitive juices flowing here. BetMGM's got some great offerings, you know.
Yeah.
Baseball season coming up.
Yeah. So right now, I just want to set the stage right now. Bill Zimmerman is the front runner. He booked Mad Dog Russo on the show today. Bill is currently number one on the power rankings. So you guys are going to have to knock Bill out of the number one spot in order to potentially win Nick Costos' money this week.
And every Friday is when we decide. That's when we decide every Friday who the winner is.
Every Friday.
Perfect.
It's like Addie's been doing a great job. She's been cutting awesome promos. Honestly, I would say Addie's in second right now. Addie's currently next from Bill to win Nick Costos' money this week as the number one crew member on You Bet.
Is there a booby prize for the last place person?
Yeah, you have to, I don't want to get in trouble. Let's drop the dope ass beat, please. All right, how are we betting Dodgers Reds tonight, Femi?
This is a tricky one here because I've been searching around in many sports books, and BetMGM, funny enough, has this market that is out there, and it's for the series over on the 2.5 games being played. But I kind of want to bet Reds first five. So that's what I'm going to end up doing. I believe the Reds are going to win one of these first two games. Of course, they have to do that to get a game three out there. But with Hunter Green on the mound, give me the Reds in the first five. I don't trust Blake Snell. I kind of pick up what the Bald Freak is putting down with the Snell on the under for the out. So I'll take Cincinnati. Best price, plus 165 in the market. Give me Cincinnati tonight in the first five to get it done. I actually think they're really live to pull off this upset tonight and put a little bit of scare in the defending World Series champion Dodgers.
I bet the Dodgers to sweep. So I'm in on the Dodgers to win tonight. I would very much like for it to happen. Femi, anything for you in the WNBA game tonight? Game five, do or die, aces and fever. Winner advances to play the Phoenix Mercury in the finals.
100%. Yes, I like the Las Vegas Aces. I will lay 8.5. I'm looking right now in the market because this game doesn't tip off till 9:30 Eastern. There's some eights that are out there. I'm going to lay and wait. Let's be patient with the one. We might get 7.5 because usually these decisive games, think about game sevens in the NBA or big games in college basketball, unders tend to get bet. The under has been getting bet throughout the last couple of days here with this game. I think that's going to compress the point spread a little bit to where maybe there's a 7.5 by the time we get close to kickoff or tip off, I should say. Las Vegas Aces, they got the best player. I think they're going to end up winning the title. Asia Wilson, she has been carrying this. She's going to get them to the finals, and I think they're going to beat the Phoenix Mercury, which I didn't think was going to happen before the start of the playoffs, but here we are.
Okay, and Major League Baseball for tomorrow, the two games that are starting early, the Tigers and the Guardians, the Padres and the Cubs. I'm going to bet the Cubs again against Dylan Cease. We don't have a starter, I think, officially named for Chicago yet. Bybee and Mize is the Guardians-Tigers matchup. I will bet the Guardians tomorrow. So Guardians and Cubs for me in the first two games tomorrow, Femi.
There we go. I think Kitteridge, I believe, is going to be the starter for Chicago. So Dylan Cease versus Andrew Kitteridge will be the potential matchup. But that's at least that's what's listed on the odds boards, and I'm seeing at ESPN as well. So it like sounds like it might be a bullpen game here for the Cubbies. Not a great spot for them, but I do like Chicago to pull it off. I like them to win the series. Of course, I'm going to like them in game two.
All right. So maybe I won't bet the Cubs. I don't know. I'll definitely bet the Guardians tomorrow to extend that series to a game three. All right. That does it for the terrific football and playoff baseball Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet. I get to go home and watch the Yankees against the Red Sox now, which should make me happy and excited, but I am filled with dread, even with the Yankees holding a 1-0 lead. So hopefully the Yankees can get this done, up 1-0, put all the pressure on the Red Sox going into game two coming up tomorrow. And tomorrow is a wonderful football and playoff baseball Wednesday, and that is when we will talk to you next, dear listener and dear viewer. So on behalf of Femi and our crew, I am Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go, Yankees.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.